Message number 128. Prayer can avert disharmony in the world. Friday, July 1, 2011 at 23:00. My dearly beloved daughter, prayer and devotion to me is like water given to a thirsty man. When you lack water, your thirst will continue so that eventually without water you will die. For those who know me, love me, and show devotion to me, you must understand one thing. If you do not continue to receive my body and pray to me regularly, you will very quickly lose your desire for me. Without this desire, you will distance yourselves from me until your heads will be turned by the temptation of sin planted in your minds by Satan. Without me truly present in your lives, you are nothing, my children. Be on your guard at all times. Prayer protects you from sin. Your devotion to me may attract the deceiver, who will taunt you more often. However, without regular devotion to me, you will walk aimlessly in this world. Believers understand that prayer can avert much disharmony in the world. Already prayers said through this visionary and other seers has eased the immediate dangers facing Pope Benedict, but not for too long. Prayer to my blessed mother can move mountains, dilute the impact of evil atrocities, including those foretold, and convert sinners. Remember this lesson, my daughter. Prayer acts as your armor against the deceiver. You most of all must learn the necessity of regular prayer in your mission. You need to spend more time in silent reflection with me. For when you do not do this, your discernment of my messages becomes weakened and errors can occur. Be careful, my daughter, when referring to dates of the prophecies given to you. If I say months, that could be any time within a year. Never confuse human interpretation with those of the timelines given to you by me. I have not given you any specific dates for events, only guidelines. These prophecies will take place, but only by the hand of my eternal Father. Trust in me more. Your prayers and those of my followers can help delay or in some cases avert disasters. Always remember that. Pray, pray, pray. For when you do this from the heart, your prayers are heard. Pray especially for those world leaders whose lives will be ended soon through hateful evil acts. They and those with hardened hearts guilty of the crime of inhumanity need your prayers most of all. Always pray for sinners, because I love all my children and I need your prayers to save them from the fires of hell. Your ever merciful Jesus Christ.